Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is our favorite day of the week. Next to Tuesday, it is Monday, August 25th. Did I say it was Monday, Telly? Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. Yes, you said it's Monday. And yeah, it's Monday. Monday is Monday in right now.
Why are you cursing at me? Like, every time you say Monday, I feel like ooh, you're cursing. Ah. We got DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Good morning, DJ Ricky.
Morning, crew. It feels good to be back. I see that Monday got the best of y'all this morning.
It is Monday.
It's
still early.
Look, Telly said the person who been out for a week.
Is right.
Relaxing.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I feel great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good morning. It's a great day. Shut up. It's always that one, Telly.
Hey, look, I
it's
tried.
It's a beautiful day, and I'm happy to... Shut up.
He's the Grand Rising guy today. Grand Rising, man.
Yeah, you Grand Rising.
Get down.
Grand Rising.
Good morning.
Calm down.
You know it is. I'm blessed by the best. If somebody this morning says they're blessed by the best, you totally have my permission to take their stapler off their desk and hide it to where... If somebody says to you, what's the other one, Telly? Blessed by the best. Won't he do it? Yeah. Good morning. Won't he do it? Boy, the Reverend, he preached a good sermon.
Good
Shut
Lord,
up.
Woke me up this morning.
I wish he didn't. Go back to bed. You're getting on my nerves. Or when you have that Monday morning 9 a.m. meeting and you have that one person, you know, on the Zoom.
That got the rest and just coming off vacation.
So how's everybody's weekend? They're only asking because they want to talk about their weekend. And you're just like, can we just have the meeting? Good morning. Right.
It sounds like
How's
y'all getting
weekend?
On sleep.
Hey, what'd you say, DT? How was your weekend? It's over. That's how it was. It's over.
What'd you say, Telly?
Good morning.
It's over. Now what? Can we please start the meeting? Oh, absolutely. Well, I was just going to tell you guys, I know you're wondering why I'm so tan this morning. I just came back from Saint-Tropez. Really?
Actually, I wasn't wondering that at all.
What'd you say? How was your weekend? It's over. We here at The Truth encourage everyone to bring positive vibes
to
the workplace.
Please do.
But nah, Telly, come on now. You know for real them people on Monday morning. Yeah. You just like, you know what? Can you just ease into it? That's part of self-awareness.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not knocking those people who got 10 hours of sleep last night or, you know, went to the south of France just because over the weekend. I'm not hating on you. All I'm asking is that not everybody had that experience. So just ease into it. Okay?
Yeah, ease
into it. That's all I'm saying.
Nothing wrong with easing into it.
But how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I did something that you wouldn't believe that I never get a chance to. It was only my third
cut
time
somebody
in my
out.
No. It was only the third time in my life ever doing this, DT.
Okay, what's that?
Tailgating.
Wait a minute, you don't tailgate?
I'm always working.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's valid.
I don't ever get to tailgate. So I went to Lambeau to the Packers Ravens preseason game on Saturday, and I tailgated, and it was so cool.
Tailgating is the best.
Oh,
now,
gosh. I didn't even want to go in. I wish I didn't.
This was a preseason game?
Yes, and we thought that Lamar Jackson was going to play, and maybe Jordan Love may play, you know, a series or two, and none of the starters from each team played. So we got in there, realized that we were like, dude, we should have stayed out there and kept tailgating.
So what did you love most about yesterday's tailgating?
Just the chilling, man. Just to be out there and just have the grill going. And, man, it was just cool. It was just cool. I guess just the best part was just being there. Just being outside, being able to do that.
Yeah, I love tailgating, and I'm so excited that we're 1 week away, right? We're officially 1 week away from the NFL regular season kickoff.
A little over a week, yes. September 5th is the first day.
Okay, yeah. So here's the thing, and I've said this before, Telly. During the NFL regular season, do not ask me to do anything for you on Sunday evening, Monday evening, occasional Saturdays. I mean, occasionally there's a Saturday NFL game, but
right.
not too many.
Later in the season.
Thursday night. Yeah, those are days during between now and February. Do not ask me to do anything.
Man, I feel you on that. Golly. And even just the college season starting this past
yes.
weekend, it was just like, man, football is back, man.
Yes! Say it again.
Football
yes!
is back. This is week one for me. Of course, you know, and Truth Nation should know by now, but I also moonlight with the Big Ten Network as a reporter during the college football season, and I will be in Columbus, Ohio this weekend, DT. Akron
nice.
At Ohio State. So
the Ohio State
Ohio
University.
State. You're right.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not really into NCAA football. I'm not really into any of the collegiate sports. And when I say into, I appreciate it because I know that's ultimately the pipeline to professional athletes. I just don't, I don't know. I've just never been, I here's what I think it is. I think being a Bears fan is so exhausting because we lose so much that I can't
it's
watch.
It's exhausting.
It is so exhausting to be a Bears fan. Not for real. That's real talk. That's not even a feeling. That's a fact. Most Bears fans, if not all Bears fans, are just like, we're loyal, but we's tired, boss. We's tired.
Yeah.
Now, I will say Caleb Williams, our number one draft pick quarterback, he's looking pretty good. And his leadership. I'm loving his leadership on the field. So I'm very optimistic. I just want one thing, and I know Milwaukee Truth Nation, I love y'all to death. I just need one thing to happen, Telly. You already know what it is.
Yeah, I already know.
Beat the Green Bay. Packers.
Man.
Beat them Bears. That's all I need y'all to do.
Well.
That's all for the because Kyle Wallace, our director of content, he doesn't even understand. When we beat Green Bay, oh, trust and believe, I will be in studio. I might even take a whole month and just wear a shirt that says, we beat y'all. just to torment Kyle Wallace. I think, yeah, I'm going to manifest that. That's what's going to happen.
Well,
but anywho,
yeah, I was going to say the first chance you get, DT, at home in Chicago, November 17th.
Do you know that date has been on my calendar? Like somebody's 50th wedding anniversary? Do you know what I'm saying, brother? Like that date?
Like, why are you telling me that? That's like telling T.D. Jakes he a preacher, huh?
Hey. People talk about Super Bowl. I was like, that is the Bears Super Bowl. That is our Super Bowl.
Mm-mm.
And past, I would say what? And I'm just guessing now, 10 to 12 games, we have been defeated by the Green Bay Packers. So this is the year. I'm predicting it. Speaking of predictions, we have a lot of hot topics to discuss and share. We want to hear from you all morning long, Truth Nation. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. This is the absolute best morning show because you deserve the best. Also, coming up in the first hour, we like to, you know, like we said, we like to ease y'all into the week, the new work week. And so in addition to some news updates, Telly and I want to share with you a conversation that took place recently between former NFL player Cam Newton, who has a very, very popular podcast. He recently had a guest psychologist, Dr. Bryant, who is a black female clinical certified psychologist, as a guest on his podcast. And they had a very interesting conversation. And Telly, I'm going to start with you in terms of how you felt about it. We definitely want to hear from you, Truth Nation, because if you know Cam Newton and you've seen his podcast, his style is very unique, which is what I think separates him from others. And his podcast, quite frankly, is very popular because he goes there. You know what I'm saying, Telly?
Yeah,
he'll take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. He definitely keeps it real.
Well, in this conversation, Cam Newton genuinely and naturally had to take a step back and think about what this doctor was telling him. So again, we're going to get into that conversation. We want to hear your thoughts. So you don't want to miss this soundbite from Cam Newton and a psychologist regarding Cam Newton's family matters. Yeah, that's what we'll call it, family matters. You're listening to the best morning show. Look, family matters? I'm trying to be that lady in the Monday morning meeting with all the coffee, and it's been a great weekend. All right, y'all, stay locked in. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What's going on, Truth Nation? Good morning, good morning. It is Monday. Happy Monday to you, August 26, 2024. We're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance building inside of Third Street Market Hall in downtown Milwaukee. Now, here's the reality, and I got to share this with you, Telly and Truth Nation, before we get into the Cam Newton story. Now, for a lot of us, this is the last week of summer. Labor Day is a week from today. And so many of us are maybe taking some extra time off, maybe working less this week because we just want to get in those final days of summer. Especially Milwaukee, it's going to be hot today.
Whew. Scorching.
What'd you say, Telly? It's going to be what, 90?
It's like mid-90s. There is a couple of heat advisories that are issued throughout southeast Wisconsin all day today. So be careful. It's going to be hot today.
It's going to be hot. Now, one of the things I love about Milwaukee is that, you know, we have the beaches. You go to the lakefront, get you some nice vitamin D, get you some water, some very fresh, clean beach water. Mm. I mean, it is a nice beach, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bradford Beach, it's a nice beach. And there's just so much to do in Milwaukee during the summer. So definitely get your last summer activities in as long as you can. Now, I will say this. So, Telly, I went to church here, and I went to an interdenominational church. So me and the kids, me and my children, my adult children, are wrapping up our, you know, final days of summer in Massachusetts. And so anywho, I attended an interdenominational church yesterday, and you know, basically it's not about your religious affiliation. So it's not like, oh, this is a Christian church, this is a Protestant church, this is a Methodist church or Presbyterian or Baptist. It's just interdenominational. Also with that, Telly, there are a variety of races, nationalities, ethnicities. And Telly, what was so incredible, because this is truth be told, right? So can I keep it 100 and 1.7 true? Okay. For so many years of my life growing up as a child, I spent, I feel like, 9,000 hours a day going to church. Like growing up in my home in Evansville, Indiana and Henderson, Kentucky, between my mother and my paternal grandmother, S.E.B. Thomas, I felt like all my life in church. Sunday, Sunday school, church service. And church service, Telly, you know, like Black Baptist church, especially further south, we wasn't getting out of church until 3 o'clock.
Sounds like my church I grew up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you go home, you eat dinner, and then guess what you got that evening? Regardless that you have homework, exams, school in the morning, you got to go to revival.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had vacation Bible school. Let me tell you, I served so many roles in the church. I was youth choir director. I was youth usher director. what else did I do? Oh, I was the vacation Bible school junior associate. I mean, it was just a lot.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, Telly, I think that's why a number of people my age, like Gen Xers, and I'm not saying all, but there's a significant number of us that spent so much time in church as a child. There's some either resentment or there's some reservations in terms of, you know, now that I'm an adult. And again, I'm just keeping this real because I know a lot of people feel this way. They just don't say it. And so yesterday, because here's the thing, I believe in, as a Christian, I believe in going to church. I believe in worshiping. I believe in fellowship. I believe being under one roof with people who, you know, have the same objectives to worship, pray, fellowship, etc. So yesterday I attend this interdenominational church. Now, Telly, ask me what time the service began.
What time did it begin?
Just entertain me here. Just indulge with me for a second. Church began at 10 a.m. And mm-hmm. you know what's crazy about? We started at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was supposed to start at 10 a.m. Okay? That's the first thing I noticed. The preacher was a woman. I don't know her ethnicity, but I know she wasn't like a straight white person. She definitely, you know, was a woman of color. And we would sing a hymn, she would preach. We would sing another hymn, she would preach. They had collection or offering collection. We gave that. Then she preached again. We sung as a church. And then guess what? Church was over. Ask me what time church ended, Telly.
What time did it end?
11.
See.
I'm going to let that marinate. Tell me, Telly, why is it that in 1 hour, this church, we got everything accomplished, everything in 1 hour versus when I was growing up in the Black Baptist church, it took from 8:30 a.m.
Yeah.
To 3:30 p.m.
I mean, hey, come on. You know, Baptist churches and Pentecostal Church of God and Christ churches, basically the same thing. And
what?
You're right. It was a full 8 hours every Sunday. And I went through my period where after you become an adult, you're like, look, I have the choice to go. And man, look, I spent so much time at church. I'm good. And but fortunately, and it's been about five years now, maybe a little longer, but I found a church that is just like that.
Where?
In Milwaukee.
Text me yeah. This church.
And so I go every Sunday, and there's three services. I go to the early one because, of course, I'm up early. And so it's from 9 to 10:15. The next one starts at 10:30 and is over at 11:45. And then the next one starts at noon, and you're out of there by 1:15. Each one is designated for no longer than an hour 15. They can't go because the crowd, the congregations will overlap. And then it'll be a major traffic jam in the parking lot. So they stick to that. Yeah.
Okay. So Truth Nation, the Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. And this especially, this question especially is directed to, you know, Telly and I generation. Like if you're between the ages of, let's say, 35 and 55, are we in church way too long? And do you think that has an impact on how our generation attends church today? Because I'm telling you, these churches, these ministers who target younger generations, like, you know, the young millennials, the Gen Zers, Telly, to your point, it's very much like a 10 to 11, 11 to, you know, 11:15, 11:30 to 1 type thing, or 11:30 to 12:45 type thing. Because I just, for me, Telly, it was, wow, I got everything. Look, you got people on the Truth Talking text line, Telly. They're like, I want to know the church too, right, Alexis? Alexis said, I want to know the church.
I'm typing it in now.
Okay, perfect. Because I honestly, Telly, it was groundbreaking for me. And I'm looking around like, are we done? Like for real? You know, she was like, peace be with you. Amen. I'm looking around like, is the choir gonna come out?
Like, well, that's it. We good.
And I'm sitting there, and my friend was like, are you good? And I was like, are we good? It's like, can we get up? She's like, yes, the service is over. What? Then, are you ready for this, Telly? The church is so productive that they had a very quick, you know, like the ushers collecting the offering. And then they had on the big television screens or the monitors, they had a QR code. So even if you didn't have cash, Telly, you could scan the QR code from wherever you were sitting.
What?
Man.
Yeah.
Use your Apple Pay or whatever, you know, method that you have on your smartphone.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I need to find. And so my point in saying all this was, I need to find a church like this in both Milwaukee and Dallas, because, you know, those are the two cities I spend most of my time in on a regular basis. Telly, thank you for, I've heard great things about that church.
Yep.
Yeah, we need to have him on the show. I've heard great things.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Actually, that was the church that I was referencing when I said cater to young people.
Yes, yes.
Am I right? Because my people have told me that's where the younger people.
Yeah, and it's funny because the three services are, you could tell, like, it gets younger the later it gets in the morning.
Yeah,
and the 10:30 service, you're kind of like, that's the middle. But that noon service, yeah, you're going to get a lot of young people who are just waking up and like, shoot, I can still go to church. It's noon. So,
Are we allowed to, I'm ignorant in this area. Are we allowed to shout out the church? I mean, I've heard great things about this church in Milwaukee.
Sure, I think we can. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I love
and what's the brother's name?
My church. Senior Pastor Kenneth Locke. And
Kenneth Locke,
the church is Evolve Church. And I am a member of it. I think it's great, and it definitely fits into the timing of how long you want to be in church.
Yeah, and you know, to each his own, because there are people who are very traditional. They want to spend all day,
right,
or the majority of their day in church.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is, in the words of Jill Scott, ain't for everybody. But if you are someone like me who still is just processing all those years in our formative days of being in church and just need that good 1 hour service, check out Evolve Church.
Yes.
When we come back from break, we're going to get into the Cam Newton conversation about his family matters. And I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of smoke on this one. 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, our Beyond the Mic Happy Hour Mixer Series has been a hit this summer. As the summer comes to a close, we want to celebrate with you. Join our truth team for Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes Friday, August 30th from 5 to 7 at Mr. B's Lounge, located at 8617 West Brown Deer Road in Milwaukee. There will be delicious cocktails, food, great conversations, Chula Vista Resort stay giveaways, and so much more. We can't wait to see you this Friday from 5 to 7 at Mr. B's Lounge in Milwaukee.
Now, Truth Nation, we all know the election season is in full swing, and we need to have an insightful discussion on the political issues that matter to the Black community. This is why we will be debuting The Truth on Politics tomorrow, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on The Truth. This monthly show will be a Truth Family Roundtable, which will engage in a thoughtful debate on the local elections, policies which impact you all, and break down everything you need to know about the upcoming 2024 presidential election. You do not want to miss the debut, especially for those who are saying, what about the policies? What about the agenda? That's where you are going to get it. So do not miss the debut of The Truth on Politics tomorrow, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Dr. Ken Harris, Sherwin Hughes, Telly Hughes, Tori Lowe, and Bailey Coleman on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. I'm definitely going to be tuned in to hear y'all tomorrow.
I can't wait. Yes, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And just to have different perspectives and just to see where the race is now versus where it was just a month ago, I'm excited for it. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be entertaining as well as informative. And again, Truth Nation, as you say all the time, look, we need to hear, now that we are in the final weeks heading into November the 5th, we want to understand policies, agendas, how this directly is going to impact the Black community. So regardless of how you vote traditionally or who you think you want to vote for now, you definitely want to tune in. And again, it's tomorrow here on The Truth from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., right after Dr. Ken's Truth in the Afternoon. So I'll be tuned in. Shoot, I might even be inclined to call and be like, I have a question for Mr. Telly Hughes.
Bring it.
I know that's right. Speaking of bringing it. So Telly, check this out. Truth Nation, Cam Newton. Now, are you familiar with Cam Newton's Funky Friday podcast?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Anybody that can smoke cigars and do a podcast, yeah, you go pay attention to him.
Yes. So if you have not heard about Cam Newton, former NFL player, his podcast, you definitely want to check it out. Now, during a conversation with Dr. Cheyenne Bryant, who is a clinical psychologist, relationship coach, relationship counselor, during this podcast, Cam Newton discussed his feelings on marriage, Truth Nation. And in doing so, now I just want y'all to know, this particular podcast has been going viral all over social media platforms. Now, during this conversation, he shared that he has 8 children with 3 different women, but is not opposed to having more children, Telly. Mm-hmm. And I want us to take a sound or take a listen to this soundbite. Because during this interview or this conversation, I should say, one of the statements that just stood out to me is what I hope that we get to hear in this soundbite is that he explained his desire to get married is lower than his fear of divorce, which is what is causing him to take time. Now, Telly, when he first said this, I'm gonna keep it 101.7 truth with you. I was like, I can relate. Mm-hmm. So let's check this soundbite from a conversation between Cam Newton and Dr. Cheyenne Bryant regarding his feelings on marriage and why he has 8 children with 3 different women.
A lot of people see my situation and not think that I'm not high function.
What situation?
Okay, so I'm not married. I have beautiful children.
How many?
8.
By how
8.
Many women?
3. And this is the kicker. I want more.
By multiple women? What's the intent?
I just want God
about your
to
wife?
Bring him. I just want God to bring him.
Oh, okay.
My desire to get married is lower than my fear of divorce. So as you had said, Dr. Bryant, you said it, I didn't say it, I will agree. I'm just taking my time.
You're not taking your time.
I am, though.
You're being very action-based. You're not taking your time.
I'm taking my time.
You're being very action-based. You have eight kids with three different women.
Yes.
You are creating, procreating, and multiplying. That is not taking your time. You're being very selectively active. Okay? So you're creating, in disclaimer, the kids are innocent, they are beautiful and amazing. Anything I say has nothing to do with them babies. But you are proactively choosing where you want to be active at and where you want to take your time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take your time in having a wife because of your own fears. But you will, and I say this with all respect and love, what I'm about to say next, okay, Cam? But you will selfishly create broken families, even if you're in their life and you're a proactive father, and I believe you're an amazing daddy. I can only imagine with just your presence and knowing you. But these families are still broken. Every child cannot have Papa in the house with them. So some child, if not all, will end up with some kind of deficit without daddy being there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you chose to do that. I'm not saying you sat there and woke up one morning and said, I want to be selfish today, so I'm going to go make a baby. Not saying that at all. But those are selfish acts at the expense of your fear. And yeah, that is a low-functioning behavior. To say that I'm going to build these houses and put kids and these beautiful women and kids in them, but I ain't going to create a home in them. I'm going to wait till I dissipate my fear to find a wife where I'm still going to be fearful with, because there's no such thing as not having some type of nerve or some type of feeling behind marrying somebody. And then I'm going to build a home with her while all these other beautiful babies have houses. That's completely unfair and that's selfish. And so, yes,
right.
You're taking your
time. So let's get into this conversation, Telly. I know that's a lot to unpack. Now, this interview has been going viral across social media. And one of the comments that stood out to me is someone said, call me crazy, but I'd rather get married than have eight kids by three different people. Another commenter, for lack of better words, says, it's no men in the comments. That means she clocked it correctly. Now, again, Telly, for me, when he said that he has less of a desire to get married, more of a fear of getting divorced, that resonated. I was like, I feel you on that. Mm-hmm. However, to the doctor's point, you've got a brother who's basically saying, in the meantime, between time, I have no problem making more babies.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, reactions? Can we hear from the truth?
My reaction is she made him think. Like he was thinking, because he has the financial means to take care of all these kids and all three women and putting them in nice homes. I mean, nice houses don't make that a home. And I think that resonated with him, because Cam has been very, very public about his parents, his mom and dad being together, staying together and raising him and his brother. And now you're not following that example of, you know, getting married and then having all these kids. My thinking also, too, is it just reaches a point everybody isn't, I'm not going to say isn't meant to be married, but everybody isn't marriage material at this particular time in their lives. It may take a little longer for him to do that. Now, do I agree with going out and having all these kids in the meantime? Absolutely not. But I think in Cam's situation, just listening to him, it seemed like before now it was justified because he takes care of all of his kids. But like Dr. Bryant said, there's no way you are able to be in all of these houses at the same time and you're not creating a home for anyone. So it's almost as if you're like she said, you're being selectively active. You're selectively being when you feel like being a dad, because maybe on Monday you could only get to three of your kids. Tuesday, you may only be able to get to four.
That's exactly where it becomes problematic, because I think the conversation, and I appreciate Cam Newton's transparency, and I don't think he would have brought it up knowing Dr. Bryant's position as being, you know, a clinical psychologist. I don't think he would have brought it up if he wasn't ready to receive a different perspective and coaching on that, which I think she gave him some very, like you said, critical things to think about. The question is there anything wrong with not wanting to get married, but wanting to have kids. So Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Is there anything wrong about not wanting to get married, but wanting to have kids? So here's my thing, Telly. How I was raised is that you get married because you found someone who not only you love, but you want to spend the rest of your life with. And within that lifetime relationship, you want to build something. Now, for some married people, it's I want to build like I'm trying to think of an example of a married couple who doesn't have children. There are a number of married couples that just like, look, we just want it to be us. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to, you know, invest in other ways. We're going to build, you know, a legacy through other ways, but not, we don't want to have children. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you have people who want to get married. They fell in love. This is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. This is the person who I want to be the parent of my child or our children. The question to me though is, because these women, either they were lied to by Cam, or they were looking also to just, you know, have some type of financial security. So when we come back, the question is, Truth Nation, can you have children? Is it okay? Is it okay? I know you could do it, but in terms of the state of the Black family, or in state of the family period, should you be out here making babies with no intentions to get married? 833-212-1017. When we come back, we want to hear your thoughts and your reactions. We got other hot topics, but again, Cam Newton, like you said, Telly, she made him think. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you are having a great Monday as well as a great start to the new week. We have been discussing Cam Newton recently on his podcast, Funky Friday. And let me tell you, he served a real nightcap during this most recent podcast that is going viral. And he basically discussed his thoughts on marriage. And he shared that he has 8 kids by 3 different people and that he fears getting divorced more than he focuses on getting married. Good morning, Al. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is the reason probably why he made those kids because he probably had it within him to trap a woman. Now, there's nothing wrong with having kids and not being married if you're in their lives. But if you creating all these kids, it's impossible for you to be there. And that's not look at the baggage you are creating for the kids, the emotional baggage when they need to talk to you and you can't be there because you got to run to the west side, then you got to run to the east side, then you got to run to the south side. Some people like to see themselves repeat. Okay, but it's nothing wrong with not being married and having kids as long as you're in their life, if it's 1, 2 kids. But it's when it starts getting up 8, 9 kids, now how much money going to be left if he dies?
Let me ask you a question. So, Al, let me ask you a question, because even with 1 or 2, so for example, you know, I had I raised 2 children that had 2 different fathers. So that was 2 kids, right? With 2 different fathers, like I said, I could relate because, you know, sometimes it would be like, well, why does Dominique get this versus me? Or why can't I go? It was always when it came to how their fathers engage with them. Not one time. And I know some fathers do this, but not one time. Well, I'm not going to say not one time, but very, very few times did either father say, let me get something for Darren and Dominique, or let me, you know, so there was an impact just with 2 kids of feeling that division. Because if we live in the same house and we got the same mama, but we got different dads, it doesn't even matter because they're still going to feel that impact of one versus the other. I'm just trying to understand from your lens, Al, even with 2 kids, don't you think that that's top for the children?
No, because sometimes love and interactions have certain plans that he or she might not have planned. you know, but as long as those kids have unconditional love, hopefully by both parents. But I don't always agree with having to be married to have kids, because the person probably was good just for that. And you might say, oh, this is not something I want to spend the rest of my life with. You know, so.
But see, that's the thing, though, Al. We're talking about each other. We're not talking about the children. Like, what you just said and what I said was about the parents. What about the children, the impact to them?
Well, hopefully when you make the decision, you will do what's best for the kids. But sometimes there's unforeseen situations with the individual you may get with. Some people are good for one night stands, and some people are bad for marriage, if I could say it any correct way. So I just say, you know, hey, safe sex then, you know, but to make a whole bunch of kids, I think that's kind of jacked up. But as long as you give them unconditional love, or you can say, well, why you didn't make these 8 kids with one woman? You know, that's all I'm saying. Because I know myself, the only way I get married, if they're rich. But I'm not marrying nobody to struggle. Have a great day.
As always, Al keeps it true. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Telly, reactions.
Yeah. Well, Kevin on our talking text line hit us up with a good thing and said, that also tells the kid your mother wasn't good enough to commit to. I mean, there are byproducts of these decisions. And again, I get where Al is coming from when he says that, hey, everything it doesn't always work out. But first and foremost, the children that you have together should be the top priority. And how can we best co-parent? And but yeah, I mean, you have all these kids and they know about each other. It's not like it's a secret. Like, these 8 kids by 3 different women, it's well documented. It's not like he might have a couple over there. So Kevin's right. And it goes with, hey, okay, I heard that, you know, Billy, his 3rd kid, just got a brand new car, and I'm turning 16, and, you know, I ain't got hooked up yet, and he may have gotten into it with that, you know, baby mama, and I'm like, look, well, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot that goes into that.
Remember the movie Boys in the Hood?
Yeah, yeah.
And so remember Ricky, who was played by Morris Chestnut, and Doughboy, who was played by Ice Cube. They were brothers, but they lived in the same house with the same mama, but had different dads. Mm. Do you remember there was a scene where Ice Cube got really emotional and basically said, you treat Ricky way better and way different than you treat me. And he said, I know it has everything to do with the dads.
Mm-hmm.
You resent me because of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You poured into Ricky because of how you felt about his dad. And that's why Ricky was this star athlete who had all these different colleges and universities going into Crenshaw to recruit him. And Ice Cube was out in the streets gangbanging.
Mm-hmm.
So since you see what I'm saying, like, it's an impact. Even when the 2 siblings live in the same house with their mother, but the father, there's 2 different fathers and they both are absent.
Yeah.
And to Kevin's point, I really want to underscore what Kevin shared, because, you know, my daughter's father, he went on to get married. And I'm going to tell you right now, Telly, she treated me, to Kevin's point, she treated me like, oh, you're the baby mama, I'm the wife. Oh, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. She tried to play me with that whole, you know, you're the baby mama, but I got the ring. And I was like, and you can have that. You know, let me stop because I'm going to start talking crazy and cursing.
Well, we got T on the line.
look, your loss, my game. But yes, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, T, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning. I think on this topic, there could be so many different talking points. But the one I really want to speak to is kind of very much agreeing with y'all talking about, like, children's rights. Children have rights, and as parents, they have the right to both of their parents, like 100%. And that's just statistically proven. You know, we can just talk stats, and it's like, I right now I'm driving, so I can't look at the exact numbers, but I know once the stat is, like, in the 70s, it's like 70-some percent that girls get, are more likely, very much so, more likely to get touched by a man who lives in a home who's not her father. And that still falls in line with, you know, our adult desires and doing what we want, and it's just it no longer becomes about our kids. Like, I have a 17-year-old, and I don't date. I'm not bringing another man around her, you know, if it's not her dad, and that's a sacrifice that I make as her mom. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand it, but that's where I'm at, because she has the right to me and only me. You know what I'm saying? Man. And her dad's not in her life at all. And so that's just kind of where we at. And I think that if we acknowledge that children have the right to their birth parents, then I think a lot of the outcomes that we have in the world alone would be so much different statistically. So everybody who's listening,
I gotta ask you a question. I gotta ask you a question, T, because you made a very profound statement. You said, you sacrifice dating because you have a 17-year-old daughter, and if it's not her father, you don't want men, you know, in and out and around your daughter, which I sincerely, as a fellow single mother, applaud you for that. My question to you, T, is how does that make you feel? Because here's the thing, your intentions are all about being a good mother and providing and protecting your 17-year-old daughter, because we know nowadays it's extremely messy. But how does that make you feel knowing that you're, and how long are you waiting? Are you waiting for her to, you know, leave the house, you know, when she's an adult, 21, or when she leaves the house? How long are you waiting, and how does that make you feel now, not being able to date or not wanting to date?
So I'll answer the first question, which how does that make me feel, which could bring in another talking point, which sometimes I am lonely, but I also am intentional about friendships and relationships and intimacy and within those, which also brings a great example as I'm training a young adult to enter the real world and navigate through relationships, even if they're not romantic ones. So yes, I would agree. Sometimes I'm lonely, but for the most part, you know, I ground my loneliness in truth, which, you know, I'm a Christian, so God says, you know, he's always with me, and then he provides people, so I thank him for that. And then
so hold your thought, because I really we got to take a break, but I want to make sure that we hear your thoughts and you finish your statement. So T, can you give us a break time and just hold on the line? We'll come right back to you.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, T. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We will be back. More from T.